Pat Boone, Ain't It a Shame, from 1955, here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
Who we have with us in studio, Babs Ummenhofer, the director of the new production coming out of the Kaleidoscope Theater, The Amorous Ambassador, that's coming out shortly. Good morning, Babs.
Good morning, Caleb and Dana.
So tell me a little bit about the production.
Okay, this is an American farce, meaning as a farce, all the situations within the story are exaggerated, okay? So our main character, our ambassador, is Harry Douglas. He is a new ambassador to Great Britain, and he and his wife and his 20-something daughter have just recently opened their country estate home, and they have a new butler. So they're trying to figure him out at first, right? Well, what happens is this particular weekend, they all decide that the three of them are going away for the weekend, which is not the truth, okay? So after we figure that out, we encounter a sexy next-door neighbor. We have a bomb threat at the embassy, which deploys the Marines to the countryside home, which then becomes the embassy itself, bringing in the staff from the embassy. They're moved to the grounds, and then it's just followed with a bunch of shenanigans. We have identity confusion. We have super glue. We have double entendres. We have pratfalls. We have compromising positions leading to hysterical outcomes, guys. This is really a very funny, funny show from the get-go. I'm not going to give the rest of it away, just kind of teasing that a little bit to pique your interest.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No, that's a great premise.
Thank you.
Which is very exciting that, you know, we're getting a comedy.
Yes.
Because it's such a good time. Now, there is some in-person availability for tickets. You can come watch the show in person. Of course, y'all have been doing, the Kaleidoscope Theater has been putting on COVID restrictions, making sure safety is a number one priority for its in-person audience members. But you can get tickets and watch this in person, which is just so crucial.
It is. It is because when you're an audience member, you're a participant then in the show.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just watching it and can, you know, put it on pause, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that participation makes it so much more fun because you're sucked right into the plot and the whole nine yards.
Both with the show in front of you and your fellow audience members.
Correct.
You and them make the experience.
Absolutely. And it's really, truly, it's time to laugh. We need to laugh out loud, and we need to laugh out loud with other people. Mm-hmm. So to be in the audience will be a great experience, just to giggle and let your endorphins rule.
Yes.
You know, welcome the endorphins to the Amorous Ambassador, right?
Now, while in-person seating is available, y'all are also making it available for viewing online. You can purchase a virtual ticket.
Correct.
And watch the show at a specific date.
Correct.
What's that like? What's it like to put on a production that's filmed and available online at the same time doing like an in-person run?
Well, this is only the second one that Kaleidoscope has done in this fashion, and we're looking forward to seeing how that works. A lot of our cast members have international family and friends, and we're already receiving those international requests for the online show, which is very exciting. But also family who lives out of state can also see it without having to make the trip here. Right now, it's really a good thing for us to be able to offer that virtual play for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's expanding the opportunity for people to view it outside of the physical location.
Correct.
Is one of the great things about technology and utilizing it for the arts in a way that hasn't quite been done before or been feasible before.
It has not. It has not, yeah.
The technology's existed, but there's been little focus on making it happen. But it's so good that, one, y'all are doing it, and two, working with a local video production house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Public Eye is taking care of our video needs, and so they will be there to do the actual video. They will be the ones actually posting it, but it's through our ticket process that you have access to that.
Now, let's talk about for a moment. How do I get tickets if I want to watch it live, if I want to watch it online? How do I get that?
Okay, live tickets, you need to call 7 days a week between the hours of 11 and 6. You need to call area code 850. The phone number to call is 265 3226. And because we are having to socially distance, I think it's more antisocial distancing, yeah. but because we're socially distancing, it cannot be done online.
Okay.
We have to have a human take care of placing you so that we have ample distance between groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our self-imposed guidelines, just to give you an idea, we are only seating 20% of the capacity in the auditorium at Rutherford High School. The other 80% will be used as our socially distanced process.
That space.
That space, right, exactly.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the dates the shows are going on, along with how y'all wound up at Rutherford, and the path that it took to get this production to air. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.